Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the May 2023 Youth Education Conference held in Salt Lake City, Utah.
So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that you've had a good time. I hope that maybe you've met some new people and made some new friends, because that's what these are all about, right? Today, I'm really hoping you brought your inner child. Did you bring him? Did you bring her? Did you bring him? Right? He's tired. I think he's here somewhere. Might need to have a little bit more to eat before you can find him. I hope you brought him, because we're going to talk about them today, our inner child, and why it's good for us to be childlike versus childish. Sometimes we're a little bit of both, right? And you guys are going to help me decide what that definition is. So that's exciting. I am so glad we have so many people. So let me preface and say I did not plan for this many people. I did not think there would be this many. So I'm going to take a few volunteers as we do this, okay? And I'm going to kind of make eye contact. So make sure you're watching me. Some of you, I know your names, but really I'm just going to point and say go. Okay, so I have three challenges for you today. I'm going to tell you the challenges. I'm going to tell you the challenges, and then I'm going to say volunteers. And once the stuff's gone, then we know we have enough people. So our first challenge, number one, I don't know if you can read that. How long can you hula hoop while singing the ABCs backwards? Put them together. It's called a challenge for a reason. Okay, you do not have to do it well. No, you cannot hula hoop with your arms. It must be around your waist. And you have to do the ABCs backwards, okay? Oh, question, yes. Nope, they're pretty light. But there are three different sizes. So if you get the small one, I don't know if the smaller is harder or the larger is harder. So you have to tell me. Second challenge, how many bounces can you make with this ball while on your knees? Now, I have to specify, this is not sitting on your bum on your knees. You have to be up on your knees so you can move, but you're going to do the beach ball on your knees. Matthew, are you volunteering or you have a question? Okay, give me your question first. No, on in the air. How many times? You have to count because we're looking for a number. Doesn't have to go too high, just high enough. And I want you to keep the number in your brain, okay? All right, challenge number three. You're going to take some of this Play-Doh, and you can do it back at your chair, but you're going to recreate your most memorable Halloween costume out of Play-Doh. Easy, right? Wouldn't be a challenge. We're going to blindfold you. If you do get one of the blindfolds, make sure you bring it back because we are going to use it for the end. Okay, any questions or volunteer? All right, beach balls. You're going to need to kind of spread out a little bit. Okay? That's okay. Okay, do you want to hand it to somebody? Go for it. Okay. Just, I'm going to stand by the computer. No one comes here. Okay. Challengers, listen up. Are you ready? Okay, this is what we used to do. You copy. Okay. Challengers, you have just a minute or two. Ball people, be very careful. You've got cords and you've got lots of technical stuff I cannot afford, so be very careful. You need to be on your knees and moving a little bit. Hula hoops, you can kind of, if somebody wants to stand up on that top, you can. Play-Doh people, you can do it at your seat or you can do it at the table. You just have a few minutes. Are there any questions about how you do your challenge? Yes, Sage. Good luck. You try your best. You fake it till you make it. You try your best. Okay. Everybody ready? Set? Go. Okay. You can head back to your seats. If you have a ball, I'll make you a deal. If you can hold it still for the next hour, you can keep it. Deal? Okay. If the ball moves, it's mine. Keep forever and ever. Let's see what's left, okay? All right. Play-Doh people, keep your Play-Doh because we're going to see a couple of them. Play-Doh people, I do need your blindfolds. So if you'll take your blind, if you'll untie them for me, pass them to the center seat, and that person will pass it up. So untie your blindfolds for me. Just pass it up. Can you untie that for me? Thank you. That was hard. That's what I want to hear. I love it.
Oh, I lost two wheels.
That's okay. All right. Play-Doh people, have a seat. You can keep your Play-Doh creation. I'm going to ask you about it in just a second. Okay, is it untied? Good job. I need untied blindfolds back for our second game. You get a keep it. It's yours. Take your case. Oh, thank you. Okay. Yes, ma'am. You get to keep it. I'm going to ask you about it in just a second. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's bring it back. Let's talk a little bit. We had observers, and we had those who were participating. And I bet the people who were observing got to see just as much as the people who were participating got to experience, if we talked about it. So let's talk a little bit about what happened. First of all, you were playing, right? Did it feel fun?
Yeah.
Yeah? Was it a challenge?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I got this. It's easy peasy. I love this quote. It says, play is the highest form of research. Do you know who said that?
Albert Einstein.
How'd you know? Albert Einstein, right? He is probably one of the most people that is known for the most research in his life. And what does he say? Book learning, school, reading, textbooks? No, it's play. I want you to tell me, why is play so important? Those of you who participated, those of you who watched, what was going on in their brains, do you think? What was happening? Yes.
Well, if your brain is stimulated, it's more likely to work.
Okay.
So when you're playing, you're having fun, but you're still learning because your brain is actively experiencing.
Awesome. Actively engaging the brain and maybe some other senses. We had music playing. We had some fun balls. We have fun colors. All of those things, right? They'll all engage that brain. Good job. I saw a hand back in the back. Anybody else? Why do you think play is important? We're talking today about children and being childlike. And if you know children, you know they take play very seriously, right? It's like business. I'm gonna go cook something in my pretend kitchen, and it's going to be amazing, and it's going to be plastic. And you're going to eat it, and you're going to love it, right? They take that as serious business. And it's a big part of their life. But as we get older, we start to lose that sense of play. Does anybody do this kind of stuff in their regular life?
Yes.
Good for you. I'm so glad you do. Stay young. As we get older, we start to kind of lose this sense of wonder, right? And this idea of being childlike. All right. So our purpose is to have fun. But how many of you, and you can just raise your hands, how many of you made a mistake? At least once. Oh, yay, it worked. Success. Okay, our children and adults, guys, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Adults think that we have to be perfect at everything the very first time. And if we learn the right lesson, we realize we don't. We realize we still make as many mistakes as we did as kids. We just make them in totally different ways. So our children need to know that mistakes are okay. Imperfections are normal, and failure is just a step in the process. So if you failed today, you're doing the right thing. Yes, sir?
Does LR not stand for left, right?
Oh, that could. No, that is actually an acronym for their first and middle name, but thank you. I was an author. Okay, so thumbs up or thumbs down. Did you make mistakes during this challenge? I guess. Yes. Okay, some of you might have a different answer than I did. Were you perfect at it right away? Ooh, a little mixed. I wouldn't have been. I'm going to go with no. Did you fail miserably? Could you hula hoop and do the ABCs backwards? I would have failed miserably. Yes. So here's the rule. If you were horrible at doing something hard for the very first time, you were successful, right? Yes, success, right? I made it. I was horrible. I failed miserably. You were successful because that play is so important. And did you learn? If I were to give you just one try with that ball or hula hoop or Play-Doh, and let's say you did it okay, you were mediocre, If I gave you a second try, would you be better?
Yeah.
What about a third? Yeah. Fourth? What if I said, this week your homework all day is to go practice the hula hoop while saying the ABCs backwards? Would you be much better?
Yeah.
Yes, right? It's okay, and it's actually good to fail, especially that first time. Okay, so this is our quote that this class is based on. You've probably heard it many times, but I want to hear from you why you think. I have my own ideas. I've worked with children my entire lives, and really, you people are my people. I go to the adults, and I'm like, hi, be nice to me. But with you people, I'm like, yeah, we can bond, right? I feel you. But I want to know what it means to you. So here's our scripture. Accept ye be converted and become as little children. Ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why? Why is it so important that we remain like little children? Question. Does this scripture mean only if you pick your nose and eat it do you get to go to the kingdom of God? Guys, I've been around a lot of kids. They do that, right? Only if you cannot hold it going to the bathroom and you pee your pants. That's the only way you're getting into the kingdom of God. Is that what he's saying? What is he saying? Good. Innocent. What else? Innocence of a child. What else? Ready to learn. And I love what you said next. You said growing what?
Mindset.
Growing mindset.
Unconditional love.
Love. I love that it's unconditional, isn't it? Have you ever seen a kid and he's like, this, let me think, is my spoon. It's my favorite spoon and I'm going to keep it forever and I sleep with it. Right? You've heard those. It happens. Unconditional love. They love a spoon and it means everything to them. Okay, I missed what you said. Innocent? Oh, curiosity. I also love youth because they will not judge me if I spell something wrong on the board. Yes.
So, I think it's funny. Unconditional love to the random object.
Right. To the randomest people. Right.
Object.
Yes.
Not afraid to try.
Not afraid to try. Right. You could come to a kid and be like, the strongest man in the world's like, who will arm wrestle me? And this little five-year-old, I'll do it, and I'll win, right? They are not afraid to try. Yes, ma'am.
Little kids are born with pure light of Christ.
Awesome. Ooh, that gave me chills. Okay. Can you talk about that a little bit more? What do you think that is? Where do you think it comes from? What does it feel like? What does it look like?
Things that people describe are things that are included in what we like the pure light of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's also the little, like, light you can see in people's eyes.
Oh.
They have, like, Christ's light. And everybody has it. It's just more obvious than little children.
I love that. I love that you made that connection. Childlike is also Christ-like. Look at all these. You're exactly right. What's your name?
Grace.
Grace. What a perfect name, Grace. I can put up here. They have Grace. You stepped on my toe. It's okay. I have 10. I don't need it. Right? These are all things that Christ has. He was ready to learn. He was not the most learned man. Didn't know if people were like, you, how are you even teaching the scriptures when you don't know how to read and write? Right? He's probably homeschooled. But, sorry. But he had love, which little children do. He was innocent. He had curiosity, right? All of these things. Okay, yes. Oh, joy in the little things. I remember when I've homeschooled my kids from the very beginning, even as my oldest, who's 13, was a baby, I kind of had it in my brain that that was going to happen. And I live in a neighborhood that lives right next to this beautiful, brand new elementary school. And I had lots of people who were like, your kids could walk to school. You were a teacher. How are you not sending them to this school? And I remember one time being outside. It was about 1 p.m., and my twins had woken up from a nap, and we were still in pajamas. Just how we roll. And I had a neighbor pull up, and my kids were in their pajamas running through the sprinklers in the middle of the day. Right? And, I mean, they were not toddlers. They were probably 6 or 7, where they should have been in school, and they had no hair done, no shoes on. They're in their pajamas running through the sprinklers and were happy as can be. And the look I got from my neighbor was like, aren't they supposed to be in school? And I'm like, aren't they having the time of their life and playing on their own? Yeah, we're good. Keep driving. Good. See you later. Joy in the little things, right? Running through the sprinklers in your bare feet in the grass. Who doesn't want to do that? And in my brain, I was like, yeah, your poor kids are sitting at a table right now for the 6th hour in a row. Anyway, I will get off that soapbox. Sorry. I am trying to kind of... Okay. So we're talking about this idea of childish versus childlike. For the sake of time, I'm not going to go through the whole childish list because I bet you guys could come up with a doozy, right? And I bet a lot of these things that the children do are kind of things that maybe we still do, right? Or want to. Thank you. You're a better person than I, because I just do it because I'm so angry and so tired. I'm like, just do it already, right? Exactly. So I want you to think about this idea. I'm going to give you some examples today of children. And some of you who didn't get to participate before might do a game with me where you feel a little silly or a little childlike. I want you to think and tap into that inner child and remember them, because they're sometimes they get lost. Sometimes the world tells you that that child doesn't exist anymore, that that child needs to go somewhere else, right? But they're there. And they need to be needed. They need to be brought out. And we are the ones who can do that in a Christ-like way. That's our goal. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about some kids and what we learn from these kids. Have you ever seen a kid with great confidence that probably shouldn't have confidence? Anybody been that kid where you're like, okay. So one day we were going to the rec center. My kids had swim team, and then my youngest, who is 6, I really should have made sure that he was dressed before we left. But he wasn't. So he had pajama shorts, a shirt that said, of course I'm awesome, a trucker hat that was backwards, and then he had his flip-flops, get this, with spurs. Took the spurs off the boots, put them on the feet, and wore the flip-flops. So we're walking through the rec center, and I'm like, oh, that belongs to me? There are people that are looking at this child, and they're like, who dressed him? Who let him? That was me, right? But man, he was like, I look awesome. I got my spurs. I got my flip-flops, right? So they have this confidence. I don't know where it comes from. This is our goal. Whatever you must do today, do it with the confidence of a 4-year-old in a Batman cape. Have you seen a 4-year-old in a Batman cape? Sometimes that's the only thing they're wearing. I'm just saying. I have a picture of one. I couldn't use it. I had to go onto the internet to find one that was appropriate because literally all he had on was a Batman cape. Same kid. I just realized that. Yeah, same kid. So let's look at life lessons that we learn from these children. I know that we could come up with a million, but some of these are just, it makes me laugh. So make your own music. Who cares? Right? You know when little kids are getting out and they're in the kitchen and they're like, pots and pans, all right, we're going to make a band. And we're going to be so loud, right? Okay? Don't be afraid to get messy. How many kids do you know that's like, oh, I don't want to touch that. It's dirty. No, it's more like, stop. I've washed you 5 times. You do not need to paint yourself with mud. At least it's not poop. Been there. Been there. Oh, hang on. Hang on. I know, isn't that cute? So cute. Look at her. She thinks she's the most, and she is, but she thinks she's the most beautiful thing in the world. She doesn't know she's bald. She doesn't know she's not wearing a shirt. There's nobody telling her, go put a shirt on, or don't smile until you get some hair. Go get a wig. No, she's amazing, and she knows it. So see yourself as God sees you. You're amazing. Yes. Amen. Amen, sister. I'm going to have you tell that to my 8-year-old because he doesn't wear shirts. Okay? I like this one. Look for the good in every opportunity. I mean, when there's a lake, there's a lake. I see no other option but to go snorkeling, right? You didn't say I couldn't go in the kitchen. You said to go do something fun. I did it, right? I love this one. Make new friends wherever you go, right? Can you just see what he's saying? Like, you're as big as me? Or what else? What do you think he's saying? Is that a he or she? He's bald. I don't know. So fluffy. Right? Right? A friend. Right? Somebody to play with. You're here too? Right? I love, it's like looking in a mirror. I love that one. Okay? I love this one. You're never too old to feel young again. Right? Isn't that adorable?
I think that's never too young to feel old.
Oh, I like that twist there. All right. So, this is another one. Some of you might have been. Now, look. I identify with both of them. I identify with the girl who's like, do I look cute driving this? Is this look good? Is it, are you getting my good side? And then he's just like, I'm hanging on for dear life, right? Just be careful. Just be careful when you do it. Try new things, but maybe think it through, right? Okay, now, those were all Google photos I found from the internet. I'm going to share with you just a few of my own children because they're so cute. So, these, that's my Bose. Where did my Bose? Over there. Okay, I hope that you can hear it because one of them's going to be really loud and I have to turn it down because it's obnoxiously loud. Okay, so life lessons that I've learned from my children. This is, we used to call him Mr. Sunshine because he is just the happiest little, he would pop up out of nap and just be as happy as can be, and his older brothers and sisters would run by him and he'd fall down and he'd pop right back up and be as happy as can be. And I loved his cute little voice, and I used to love to teach them to say different words because it was so cute, right? Say mom, mom, not dad, mom. And so one of these times all the kids were gone, and so I was recording him just talking really cute. And it's so funny, if you watch in this video, I want him to try to say I love you, because I always go, okay, bye, love you. And all the other kids would be like, love you, and he would just not be able to do it, right? And it was so cute how he would say it. So, but I want you to see him as he stops and he goes, whoa, I want to learn how to say that. And then he tries it. So this is tell others that you love them. Tell me if it's loud. Okay. Isn't that so cute? You guys, after that, we would be like, blah, blah, like on purpose because it was so cute. So kids, I don't know if you know this, but kids say things a little strangely because they don't really get it, right? Like my nephews used to call it chiclet chops. Can we make chiclet chop cookies? Yes, we can, just so that you'll say it over and over, right? And so they would say these things, and as adults, we know that it's just a limited time before they correct themselves. And so we still have words that people, I'm sure, that come to our house go, why do you talk like that? You know that it's a remote, not a timote, right? But it's because our kids said it like that, and we want their voices in our heads forever because it doesn't last very long. Okay, so here's number two. I have to preface. Before anyone calls family child services, the child is fine. He lived. Oddly enough, this is the one that wears his spurs with his flip-flops. Just a minute, sweetheart. And this is my preface. I'm saying this because there are a group of you in here that know my husband. This is not my doing. I was nowhere in the, I was actually in the bathroom, which in a minute you'll see. I want you to know. You do not always have to trust those who say they know what's best for you. Okay? Are we clear? Promise me that. All right, here you go. It's kind of loud. And then you can hear my husband laughing. Hang on. And then mom, what happened to my baby? The whole pause in there was because he was laughing so hard that he could not talk. Yes. So do not always trust those who say they know what's best for you. That was a father that thought that was a good idea. I have many of those kind of videos, but I probably shouldn't show them. Did you have a question, sweetheart, or a statement?
I was just going to come and say, one of my nephews, I don't know if he still loves, he's older now.
Yeah.
But he used to say,
"Morote." Yep. Exactly. And it's so fun because we know they're going to grow out of it, and we don't want them to. Okay, here's my last one. I do have to turn this down. Okay, this is super loud, so I apologize to you guys right here. It's going to be like you're at a concert, and it's a country concert, so I apologize if you're not country fans. Okay, so this is our last one. You have to understand it's poor video quality because it was kind of before we had really good video quality, and this is taken, my husband took this and sent it to me, and the rule is here, be the person who doesn't follow the crowd, right? Be that person. Get used to the idea that being weird is different. I did a documentary all about homeschool. Guess what it's called? Weirdos. Oh, you watched it? Yeah, so we were driving one day in the van, and my kids were in the back, and one of them's like, Mom, Cash just called me weird. I was like, Cash, honey, we don't call our siblings weird. We love them. We don't want to use names and call people. He's like, Mom, you call yourself weirdo all the time, and you even made a movie about it. I was like, oh, okay, done, schooled. Okay, so be the person. Be the one that stands out in the crowd, and be proud of it, because it takes a lot of strength. It takes a lot of these characters to go against what everyone else is doing. So this is our lesson learned. We're all doing the line dance, except him. He's doing his own thing. There they go. He's like, I don't need no stinking line dance. I got this. Don't even care. If you can see, he's got a Mora knife right here on his side there. Yep, that's a bow. Bow. Well, when you have light-up shoes, I mean, come on. What are you going to do, right? So the whole idea is it's hard. It's really hard to be that person. I like being the white sheep. I like being in the corral. My husband, he's a black sheep. He loves being on the outside. I have to take a little bit more time to be on the outside and feel like I'm different. I'm a little weird, and it's okay. So be that person. Okay. I know. I know. It's terrifying. I know. It's cute until you look at it very closely and you're like, ah, that is frightening. Right? What if you woke up to that? That was right in your face. Okay. This next part is what I like to call find your friends. Okay? Oh, thank you. Okay. Listen carefully. So some of you may have played this game. And if you have, please keep the comments to a minimum, because if you do, you might know some tricks to make it a little easier, and we don't necessarily want to make it easier today. The other thing I'm going to ask is for those who participate and those who don't, this is a very full house. There are very expensive things in the way, and I'm almost tempted not to do this game because I'm a little concerned about what it's going to do. But be careful. Within reason, we're not outside. Will you be very careful if you are one of the ones participating? Will you promise that? Okay, and if you're not one of the ones participating, will you be careful with the people that are participating? Yeah. I don't want anyone to die. You all signed a waiver, right? Okay, we're good. All right, in a second, not yet, but in a second, I'm going to ask for a few volunteers that did not get to do it and wouldn't mind, I don't want to say making a fool of themselves, but like something to that effect that doesn't mind if people kind of see. Just a minute. I'll take volunteers in just a second. Let me explain what you're going to do first and what the participants do and then what those who are watching do. So if you are a participant, you're going to be blindfolded, okay? And I'm going to come and show you something on my phone, and you're not going to tell anyone. You're just going to keep it in your brain, okay? You don't show it to your neighbor. You just, and then you can put, as soon as you see the picture I show you, you're welcome to put a blindfold on. The people who are not participating, you are still kind of participating. You're going to make your seats a little spread out, okay? And can I have you gentlemen be my blocker? Yes, you too. My bouncers. Can you be my bouncers? Will you just like corral this little area with the projector and my computer? Okay. And the bows? Okay. I have to return with that bows. So we'll just make sure. There are cords. There are bags. Please be careful and just go slowly. That's all I'm saying. Okay. So who did not get a chance to do the game before? So all you need is a blindfold. Don't put it on yet. Yes. Hand out, take half, okay? The more people, the better, but the more people, the more dangerous. So, FYI, we could do it in two sets, but, ooh, I ran out. Good job. Okay, go quickly, sister. Okay. Is there anyone who really wants to get a chance and didn't get to? No, let's leave it for the people who did not get to do one of the original challenges. Are you raising your hand, friend? Okay. All right. Okay, don't put it on yet. Don't put the... Oh, yeah. You don't know what to do yet. The only instructions you have is that I'm going to show you a picture, and then you're going to put on your blindfold. Okay? So that's the only instruction you need right now. If you have a blindfold, will you come and stand? If you're on this side of the room, go and stand against that wall. If you're on this side of the room, go and stand against that wall. That'll just make it easier for me. For those who are not playing the game, will you scoot your... This is going to be tricky, and my bouncers, don't go near them because I can tell that they're really going to protect my stuff. Okay, so what I want you to do is I just want you to move your chairs a little so it's more like a maze. Ooh, intrigue. Okay, you just got about 1 minute to do that. Okay, where's my phone? Okay, for those people that have your blindfolds, you should have a secret word, do you? Okay, if you do not, you can raise your hand. I am going to plead with you to take very small steps. Okay, the people on the ground, you have a job. Okay, listen carefully so that we don't get hurt. The people on the ground, you have a job. You may delicately help and guide. You may not say a word. In fact, you may not make a sound. That's a hard one because some people may not like to be touched, but you might guide maybe on an elbow or a hand or like maybe like this so they can't go here. Okay? Keep it in the square. For the people with the blindfolds, you have a job, and your job is one job. Well, I'm going to make it two. You're going to walk very carefully. You're going to take tiny little steps, and you're going to kind of make your way. And you are going to only make one sound. Okay? That sound, you probably know what I'm talking about, correlates with the secret word you have. Understood? Their only sound in the room you should hear are the people on the blindfolds. You're only allowed to make the sound of the secret word. Understood? Your job is to see if you can find your friends. Find your people. Are you ready? Okay? Think about your secret word. Find your friends. Are you ready? Yeah. On your mark. Get set. Will you video? Go. Stop where you're at, or else this could get havoc. Carefully take off your blindfold. While you're standing right where you're at, right where you are at, here are your friends. Meet your friends. Did you meet somebody new? All right. Okay. All right. Well, everybody find a seat. It doesn't have to be the seat you came in. Everybody find a seat. Thank you, bouncers, for protecting my stuff. Have a seat. Just lay them on the table. Thanks, girls. Thank you. You're a great duck, Liberty. Okay, find your seat quickly. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you for indulging me. Okay, those of you who found your friends, girls, listen, we got limited time. We're going to wrap it up. Thank you. Oh, it's all folded nicely. I know. Okay, so those of you who found your friends, somebody raise your hand and tell me what it was like. What did it feel like?
Blindness.
Blindness.
It was weird because yeah. You could hear a bunch of different other noises.
Oh. Right. And did you hear, we got a little mixed up with some of the cows and the horses, and we said, if you are neighing, you are not a cow, just FYI, right? And so, because you're like, that sounds like what I'm looking for. It sounds close, but I don't think that's it. Yes. Right? I saw a few of you were kind of huddled together, and you're like, quack, yeah, quack, quack. Are we at the right place? Is there anybody else? Right? So, you tell me. Okay, this is a metaphor. I know what I pick out of the metaphor, but what's a metaphor for you? What does this remind you of in your life? What are you going to take away from this game? Just that it was fun and you're a horse, Snoop.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. For now. What I feel like, what I can see when I see people play this game, is I see people searching to find the people that sound like them, and it's hard. Sometimes those people are very quiet. Sometimes it sounds a lot like their neighbor, and really, in reality, their neighbor is not saying quack. It's close to quack, but it's not quack, right? And so in life, as you're going through the stage that you're in this weird spot. I get it. I was there. you're in this weird, like, am I still a child? I really enjoy playing, but I really have all this responsibility, and it's time for me to start growing up. But I kind of have this, I just still want to be a kid. My hope for you is that in that process, in that spot, you will pay attention and you will tune in to the sounds that your soul makes, the sounds that your spirit wants. Tune into the love and the innocence and the curiosity. You don't have to be 7 years old to have these qualities. You have them in abundance. You have to tap into them. And you can do that really well at your age and my age by finding people who feel the same way you do, who sound a lot like you do, right? Find those people, and when you find them, don't let go. Keep holding on to them because it's really important. That person might be a best friend. It might be a sibling. It might be a parent. It might be a cousin. Let go of those voices that sound a lot like what you need but are nothing what you need. Stay in tune to those voices that you know are meant for you and tap into that inner child. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this record. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.